This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. 1 year ago, on April 1st, only 8% of South Dakota was in drought. Flash forward to today, following a largely open and dry winter, and 100% of the state is in drought, ranging from moderate to extreme. SDSU Extension climatologist Laura Edwards reports this week's moisture is definitely welcome.
Nearly all of the state has thawed soils all the way through the profile, except for just a handful of stations in the northeastern corner. They're still hanging on to some frozen layers in the profile, but they're slowly warming up. And even now, I think we can make some moisture gains even with some of those frozen layers.
Those warming soils enabled farmers to begin planting small grains last week as soil temperatures range from the high 30s in the north to the low 50s in the south. This week's on and off again snow and rain will slow planting progress, but not for long, says Edwards.
But as we look out ahead about 2 weeks out or so, we start to see really a turn towards drier conditions all across the whole central part of the U.S. and a lot into the east. And as far as temperature goes in 1 to 2 weeks, South Dakota is kind of split between an area out west that is very likely warmer and the area to the east that's going to be cooler.
Edwards encourages farmers to utilize resources on the South Dakota Mesonet, including soil moisture and temperature, wind speeds, 24-hour precipitation, and more. It's all available at climate.sdstate.edu.